The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from AARP.org, Money.com, and continuing with our readings from the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan. Our first article from AARP.org, 11 Financial Perks of Getting Older. From senior discounts to tax breaks, aging can benefit your bottom line. Getting older has its advantages, especially when it comes to your bank account. That's because at a certain age, deals abound for everything from travel to education. When you reach 50 plus, you see all these discounts kick in, says Trey Bodge, a senior expert at TrueTrade.com. You have to get over the fact that you do need to show your ID and ask for it. It makes sense. Businesses would want to court this group. Slightly more than 34% of people in the U.S. are 50 and older, according to a Harvard University study. During the next 20 years, more than 27.7 million people will join this club. Banks and insurance companies also covet older adults and offer them special perks. In many cases, the older you are, the more you'll save. But even people new to their 50s can score age-related deals. With that in mind, here are 11 examples of when your age pays. Number one, cheaper auto insurance. It's true that as you age, your auto insurance premiums rise. But if you are in your 50s or 60s, you may see some of the best savings of your lifetime, according to data from Progressive. Drivers in their 50s and 60s tend to have lower rates because they have decades of experience and their vision is intact. Rates tend to rise again at age 75. On top of that, older adults in many states are eligible for driver discounts if they enroll and complete state-sanctioned driving courses, such as the ones offered by AARP, AAA, and the National Safety Council. If you pass, it's usually good for 10% off your liability insurance. How to get the discount? Don't wait to save. As soon as you turn 50, contact your insurance provider to inquire about the discount. Number two, travel deals. Many hotels offer senior travelers discounts on lodging. You can save at Choice Hotels, Best Western, and IHG Hotels and Resorts, to name a few. The same goes for flights. Airlines, including Delta and United, offer discounts for older adults, though they're only available in certain markets. How to get the discount? When booking your room or flight, inquire about discounts. Some hotels and airlines promote mature adult discounts on their websites. Number three, retail discounts. From clothing to haircuts, retailers offer discounts to their older patrons. Kohl's has a 15% discount every Wednesday for its 60-plus customers. At Rite Aid, customers 65 and older can earn 5-time reward points on the first Wednesday of every month. Pep Boys and Michaels offers people 55-plus a 10% discount with a valid ID. If you are a member of a discount program such as AARP, you can get details at retailers and service providers around the country. Supermarkets typically pick one day per week to extend a deal to their older shoppers. The discount ranges from 5% to 10% off your grocery bill or select items. How to get that discount? At some retailers, all you have to do is show valid ID. Others require you to sign up to their rewards program. Rules for retailers can usually be found on their website. Ask at checkout to ensure you get the deal. Number 4, tax breaks. When you reach 50, there are several tax breaks aimed at you, including stepped-up contributions to your IRA, employer-sponsored health savings accounts, HSAs, and 401ks. The break allows you to pay less in taxes and catch up on retirement savings if you have fallen behind. For 2023, the contribution limit is $22,500 for the 401k, 403b, and most 457 retirement savings plans, and the federal government's thrift savings plan. That's up from $20,500 in 2022. If you are 50 or older, you can contribute an additional $7,500. The contribution limit for a traditional or Roth IRA is $6,500 for tax year 2023. The catch-up is $1,000, which is the same as it was in 2022. It is $3,500 for a savings incentive match plan for employers, which is up $3,000 in 2022. For 2023, you can contribute up to $3,850 to your HSA if you have coverage for yourself, or up to $7,500 for family coverage. The catch-up is an additional $1,000 if you reach 55 during the year. The standard deduction, which reduces your taxable income, also increases with age, in this case, if you are 65 or older. You get an extra $1,750 deduction for tax year 2022. If you're married filing jointly and both are 65 or older, the standard deduction increases by $2,800. How to get the discount? The onus is on you. Once you reach 50, try to contribute more to your retirement savings accounts to realize more tax savings. Number 5. Penalty-free withdrawals. Known in the world of taxes as the Rule of 55, this IRS provision lets workers 55 and older who leave their job take distributions from their employer-sponsored retirement plan without facing the 10% early withdrawal penalty. Outside that, you have to wait until 59 and a half to begin withdrawing from your retirement plan penalty-free. How to get the discount? Not every company-sponsored retirement plan offers this provision. Check with your employer and/or plan sponsor before making any withdrawals. Number 6, Social Security payments. As early as 62, you can begin receiving monthly Social Security benefits, although you won't be entitled to full benefits until you reach your full retirement age. The longer you wait to begin collecting, the more you'll receive. If you delay age until age 70, you can receive up to 76% more. How to get it? The government runs My Social Security, a free and secure online portal where you can apply for benefits, check the status of your application, estimate future benefits, and manage existing ones. If you prefer to complete an application in person or via phone, you can make an appointment by calling 1-800-772-1213. And number 7, free transportation. Whether you live in a city or a more rural setting, there are state, local, and nonprofit programs available to give older adults free rides. For example, Project CART, which stands for Community Arranged Resident Transportation, in New York City offers free rides to residents 60 and older pretty much everywhere, including medical appointments in hospitals, senior centers, shopping centers, museums, places of worship, theaters, and cultural events. Elder Helpers, one of the biggest volunteer networks in the country aimed at helping older adults, offers free rides courtesy of its more than 10,000 volunteers. How to get the discount? Contact your area agency on aging to find free transportation nearby. These government agencies often take a lead role in coordinating transportation for older adults. Elder Helpers operates a website to match older adults with nearby volunteers. All of the volunteers are vetted. Number 8. Low and no-cost education. From state colleges to private institutions, lots of free classes are available for older adults, whether you want to hone a skill or pick up a new one. Plus, you don't have to worry about grades. Many colleges and universities will let you audit a class. The age requirement varies from one institution to the next, but free courses are usually available for people 55 and up. The California State University system provides free tuition for residents 60 and older. Older adults can enroll in regular session undergraduate level courses. How to get the discount? The rules vary, which means that you have to do some research on your own by calling the school or by visiting their website. Number 9. Workouts on the cheap. Depending on your Medicare plan, individuals 65 and older can get access to free gym memberships and online classes through the Silver Sneakers plan. How to get the discount? Contact your health insurance plan to find out if Silver Sneakers is covered, or check your eligibility online at silversneakers.com. If you are eligible, you can fill out the form online to receive and print your membership ID card to bring to participating gyms. Number 10, reduced cost mobile phone service. All of the major wireless carriers, including T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T, offer discounts for older adults. If you are 55-plus, you can save as much as 50% with T-Mobile's Unlimited Essentials 55 plan. At Verizon, adults 55 and older can save up to $42 a month when they switch to its senior phone plan. AT&T charges adults 55-plus $40 a month per line for two lines with unlimited talk, text, and data. If you have an AARP membership, the savings are even more. How to get the discount? When signing up for a plan, ask your wireless carrier for older adult discounts. If you already have a service and recently turned 55, ask for a discounted rate. And lastly, number 11, meals and entertainment deals. Many restaurants offer buy one, get one, free deals, or early bird specials, or they take percentage off of your bill. The age the discounts kick in generally ranges from 50 to 60. Movie theater chains offer discount days, including at select Cinemark theaters and Showcase cinemas. How to get the discount? Before you visit a restaurant or movie theater, check its website or call to see if there is a discount for older diners or viewers. Make sure to alert your server or ticket agent before you order and check your bill to ensure the discount was applied. From Money.com, five popular strategies people are using to escape credit card debt. As inflation spiked over the last 2 years, almost half of Americans have taken to relying more on credit cards to make ends meet. A survey of 1,000 U.S. adults conducted by consumer website Debt.com finds that 45% of Americans have been pushed by inflation to use their credit cards far more frequently. In the last 2 years, inflation has taken a toll on consumers. Even as inflation shows signs of slowing down and the Federal Reserve pressed the pause button on its inflation-combating interest rate hikes in June, the effects still loom large on personal finances. According to the survey, half of Americans are carrying a higher credit card balance now due to inflation, and more than 30% have maxed out their credit cards sometime over the past 2 years. Nearly 3 in 10 of survey respondents said they didn't know what their average credit card annual percentage rate is either. Getting out of credit card debt. Debt.com's survey found that 58% of Americans have never tried the possible solutions highlighted below for getting out of their debt. Bear in mind, though, that the survey didn't necessarily focus just on people struggling with debt. It includes all Americans, and many of them don't have any debt to pay off. Of those who have explored different strategies for helping to pay off credit card debt, here are 5 of the most popular options. Debt settlement. Debt settlement, a strategy considered by 6% of respondents, is the process of negotiating your credit card debt with your creditor. This can be a negotiation that you handle on your own, but there are plenty of third-party debt settlement companies as well. Debt settlement isn't a guaranteed thing, though your lender doesn't necessarily have to agree to settle and accept a lower amount than what you owe. It's not the fastest method out there, and it can lower your credit score, making it a riskier route. You'll also need to pay the settlement company. Fees tend to average between 15% and 25%, paid when the settlement is reached. Credit counseling. Sometimes all you need is a little know-how. Credit counseling, considered by 7% of survey respondents, is a good path for those who think they can manage their debt as is, but need a little guidance. Credit counselors provide their clients with the education aspect of debt management, and they can help pinpoint the personal goals to managing your own unique case of debt. Oftentimes, though, credit counseling comes at a price. While many services offer free first sessions, companies can charge up to the federally capped $79 in debt management plan fees and an additional fee which averages about $40. DIY plan. One of the most inexpensive methods for managing your debt is DIY planning. Most credit counselors charge rates to help you come up with your debt management plan, unless you use a nonprofit or other method of free assistance. An alternative is planning ways to get out of debt on your own. The options range from creating a budget and reducing expenses to evaluating your own credit report for errors. About 14% of respondents have looked into trying DIY methods for getting out of credit card debt. Debt consolidation loan. Debt consolidation is the practice of transferring multiple debts into a single loan so that you don't need to worry about paying multiple bills each month. One of the most popular and more popular debt management methods, 16% of Americans have considered giving it a try. For some people, this could make the debt load more manageable, and it can sometimes even lead to lower overall interest rate. Drawbacks to this method of management include origination fees to creditors and longer repayment periods. And lastly, credit card balance transfer. A popular type of debt consolidation is that of the credit card balance transfer. These credit cards allow you to consolidate your credit card balances and outstanding loans into a single new credit card. And we will continue our readings from the book Money Hacks by Lisa Rowan. We'll start today with hack number 30. Opt out of overdraft protection. Modern banks are all about convenience, claiming to make it easier than ever to manage your money. But one of those common convenient features is overdraft protection. It sounds great, but it's usually not free. The fee, which can easily hit $30, is incurred each time you swipe your credit card and the bank moves money from your savings to cover your purchase. You could easily go an entire day completing errands as you go without realizing you're racking up fee after fee. But instead of relying on this expensive, quote, protection, opt out of overdraft protection completely. Then put the pressure on yourself to keep an eye on your balance each day. Money hack number 31. Live in the future. On the first of the month, don't sit down to make your budget for just this month. Budget 2 or 3 months ahead to help you catch birthdays, irregular expenses, or even irregular income. By staying a few months ahead, you can anticipate what your financial situation will look like and whether you need to make any meaningful changes. Being prepared never hurts, especially when it comes to your finances. Just don't forget to review and update your plans each time you check in on your budget. You'll need to make adjustments as that month grows closer, and that doesn't mean you failed at budgeting in advance. Even the most experienced financial wizards still have to adjust their own budgets from time to time. Money hack 32. Spend on the buddy system. Sometimes when you go over budget in a certain spending category, the only consequence is that you're disappointed to have less spending money overall. But what if you tied your discretionary spending categories to one another, giving them each a buddy? For example, you might give yourself a budget of $100 per month for indoor cycling classes and a budget of $100 for the Friday happy hours you always attend with your work friends. Tie them to one another, and every time you're tempted to blow your budget for one of them, you'll have to face the consequences of spending less in the other. If a friend invites you to attend an extra workout class, are you willing to give up one Friday night happy hour in order to pay for it? If the answer is yes, then honor the commitment and shift your spending to accommodate your adjusted budget. This buddy system concept comes from behavioral economist Dan Ariely, who says that setting anti-goals helps you understand what you're giving up each time you spend money. An important caveat: don't tie two vastly different goals together, like your workout classes and your retirement fund. Stick to your discretionary spending areas so there's something more tangible and enjoyable to consider than a line on a portfolio growth chart. Money hack number 33. Save money on settling up. Peer-to-peer payment apps like Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App make it a snap to exchange money from your mobile phone for free. No more waiting for your friends to pay you back for dinner from 2 weeks ago. But these apps have to make money somehow, and it's usually by charging a fee if you connect a credit card to your account and use your card to send money. It's typical to see payment apps charge a fee of about 3% for the convenience of using a credit card to send the funds. And while that might not seem like a lot, it adds up quickly. Imagine you owe your roommate $30 for groceries, and you use a credit card to send her the money via a mobile app. A 3% fee means you're really paying $30.90 total. Do that 3 times a month. Your roommate loves grocery shopping, it turns out, and you've paid an extra $2.70. That doesn't even go to your roommate and could have been used on an extra jumbo-sized bag of pretzels for your weekly movie night. Instead, stick to your checking account when you need to send money transfers with mobile apps and plan ahead so you're not scrambling to take out money via instant withdrawal. Money hack 34. Make the holidays stress-free. Years ago, banks offered Christmas funds, special savings accounts you contributed to all year. When the holidays rolled around, you didn't have to worry about how to budget for gifts. You could withdraw your Christmas fund without having to compromise your finances elsewhere. Whether you visit the bank in person or do most of your banking online, there's nothing stopping you from creating a Christmas fund of your own. Don't worry about shopping all year long and stashing away gifts. Simply divide the amount you typically spend on holiday gifts by 12 and move that amount to savings each month. If you travel during the holidays or host a gathering, include those costs in your holiday budget as well. The Christmas fund method is good for other holidays too. If you plan all year for your family reunion or don't want to miss the annual girls' trip to the beach, prioritize saving for those events, and you'll be better prepared when it's time to pay the tab. Money Hack 35. Swear off spending. Can you imagine going a whole month without spending a single dollar? A no-spend challenge can provoke you to revamp your financial mindset by spending $0 beyond your necessary recurring expenses like housing, transportation, and groceries. It's become the standard to do a no-spend challenge that lasts an entire month. But if you're just getting started, try doing a no-spend weekend or a no-spend week. Then work yourself up to a month. It takes determination and willpower to make it happen. But first, you need to do some preparation. How to prepare for a no-spend challenge. You'll want to make plans in advance for any spending you'd normally do in that month. Think about things like purchasing gifts for upcoming birthdays, making home repairs, or buying tickets to social events. Next, find alternatives for your usual leisure activities that come with a cost, like swapping an evening at your favorite jazz club for an open mic night. Some people who do month-long no-spend challenges do it without purchasing groceries. Instead, they prep and freeze meals in advance or clean out their pantries to use the items that have lingered there. Accept imperfection. Can't make it through your whole no-spend challenge? Don't give up. Take notes about what happened so you can learn from the experience. Even if you can't go an entire month without spending money, you're sure to save a lot more than you've grown accustomed to while getting a reality check about your spending habits. And we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.